the Allman Brothers at Fillmore East isn't just a live album, it's the holy grail of live albums. The one that makes every other jam band release feel like an opening act fumbling with the mic. It was recorded over two nights in March of 1971 at Bill Graham's legendary Fillmore East in New York. It's a testament to what happens when six musicians fuse Southern grit, jazz-level improvisation, and enough volume to peel paint off the wall. So what makes At Fillmore East so vital is that it doesn't just capture band in its prime, it captures a moment. You got Duane Allman and Dickie Betts duel with their guitars like outlaw gunslingers in slow motion. Their slide work slices through the smoke-filled air, while Greg Allman's organ and his whiskey-soaked voice grounds the chaos with a lot of soul. And then there's the double drummer rhythm section, Jamie and Butch Trucks, who don't so much keep time as they build a rolling thunder that drags the whole show into uncharted territory. The songs themselves are like galaxies, whipping post stretches past 20 minutes without ever losing its grip, morphing from tight southern blues into this sort of cosmic free jazz odyssey. In Memory of Elizabeth Reese feels like Miles Davis wandering into a honky-tonk and deciding to stay. Even Muddy Waters, Trouble No More, is reborn here, juiced up with so much energy it practically kicks the door off the venue. What's remarkable is how loose and structured it all feels at the same time. The Allmans weren't just jamming aimlessly, they're composing in real time, weaving motifs, passing the spotlight, letting tension build until it explodes in ways that feel both spontaneous and inevitable. You know, listening to this record is less hearing a band play songs and more like watching a band summon storm. Sadly, At Fillmore East was released just months before Duane Allman's death, which only cements its mythic aura. It's the sound of a group standing at the mountaintop, unaware how fleeting their region would be. And so to this day, if someone asks what a live album should be, the answer is simple. It should be like At Fillmore East. Anything else is just rehearsal.